Hare Krishna. Okay, here's a very interesting question. Also another eye-opener for me. Kinchana Krishna Das, he's writing about mridangas. Mridangas are, except for the Balaram mridanga in this gun, are made of leather. And he's making the point that generally this leather is, even though often it's said that it has an ahimsa source, it is not sourced from cows that are dying naturally. All cows die also, and the Prabhupada said the leather can be used for different things. And that's what where mridangas originally came from. But that actually they're coming from slaughterhouse, coming from the leather industry. And of course, when that's the reality, then there's sin involved in having such a drum and playing such a drum. So he says, well, what's the end? He's saying that it's really playing on his mind. You know, that Kurma Prabhu was very particular about this, and it's interfering with his kirtan, with his bhajan. So what to do? What's the solution? Well, one solution was the Balaram Mridanga. Now, interestingly, I was Prabhupada told a disciple, Ishan Das, to make, although interestingly, Ishan had no prior experience, although he was a musician, I think was a trumpet player. But aside from that, he had no experience in making instruments. Prabhupada told him to make mridanga out of fiberglass and man-made materials. And he came to Montreal when I was there in the new temple, in the Pinaf temple, or the present temple. And what is underneath the altar at that time, the deities went in, there. They were on the other side of the temple. So in the basement, in the area that's under the altar, I don't know what that's being used for now, he set up his storehouse. In fact, he even had a kiln over there. He was was making, getting clay, and had a little clay workshop, and it was messy down there. And he and his wife were there, and he was following Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Later, I think, went to Los Angeles and continued that, but was making, trying to make mridangas, and he did make the first prototypes, did come out there in Montreal, and then from there he headed off to LA. And I think the Balaram mridanga has gone through some incarnations since its first one, and I've heard very nice ones, but nothing sounds like leather mridanga. So that is certainly one solution. And I do remember the incident quite well, and I remember that there was not any there's no mention of Prabhupada motive that we should have an ahimsa mridanga, but rather it was, number one, the devotees broke mridangas, especially the way they played them in those days, that it would be something that didn't have to be imported at real cost, that could be sold very easily, used easily on Harinam and not broken, and also made available to the public, so it was an easily accessible drum, easily accessible mridanga. Now, another alternative, which I was very happy for, was some years back when I came to Mayapur, and some young men, either Gurukulis or Gurukul graduates, they were doing just that. They had what they said were guaranteed ahimsa, mridangas, and at that time I purchased, I think, three and took those to Hungary. I think those are what we do have in Hungary at present, or at least some of them. And now, obviously, from a Krishna statement, not every mridanga, although the claim may be there, it is an ahimsa mridanga, and sure, I'll believe that. But ahimsa mridangas are possible because there are cows that do die naturally and don't die at the slaughterhouse. For instance, at Iskon's Goshalas, there are other Goshalas in India where they protect cows. There are cows in people's homes who are protected and taken care of for life. Saying Adam in Vrindavan, in Mayapur. So there are protected cows, and those cows die. Just a question of who gets the leather. If devotees do have proper connections to acquire that leather, and they can supervise that. And of course, Srila Prabhupada said that even our own cows that die, that we can use their leather of their skins, then that becomes another solution. Of course, if we're reckless and careless and we don't care and we just play the drum, then yes. So in terms of answer to Akinchana Krishna, and he's not so enthusiastic with kirtan, which is not a good thing because he's such a beautiful kirtanir and sings so nicely and with such devotion, then you should just ensure that these are the type of mridangas that are being used. And I'm also going to ask after that. Of course, it's really hard. I'm going to ask for some kind of certificate before I let a mridanga player sit down and start playing. Show me the certificate that it's ahimsa, but hopefully there'll be sufficient care that will be the case. Otherwise, Balaram drum can, and there's no problem there. So something else for us to consider if we're going to really walk our talk when it comes to cow protection.